Now, when 3 days had passed, and yet Turin and Orleg did not return, some of the outlaws wished to depart from the cave where they lay hid, but Androg spoke against it. And while they were in the midst of this debate, suddenly a grey figure stood before them. Beleg had found them at last. He came forward with no weapon in his hands and held the palms turned towards them. But they leapt up in fear, and Androg, coming behind, cast a noose over him and drew it so that it pinioned his arms. "If you do not wish for guests, you should keep better watch," said Beleg. "Why do you welcome me thus? I come as a friend, and seek only a friend. Nathan, I hear that you call him."
"He's not here," said Ulrad. "But unless you have long spied on us, how know you that name?"
"He has long spied on us," said Androg. "This is the shadow that has dogged us. Now perhaps we shall learn his true purpose." Then he bade them tie Beleg to a tree beside the cave. And when he was hard bound, hand and foot, they questioned him. But to all their questions, Beleg would give one answer only. "A friend I have been to this Nathan since I first met him in the woods, and he was then but a child. I seek him only in love, and to bring him good tidings."
"Let us slay him, and be rid of his spying," said Androg in wrath. And he looked on the great bow of Beleg and coveted it, for he was an archer.
But some of better heart spoke against him, and Algund said to him,
"The captain may return yet, and then you will rue it if he learns that he has been robbed at once of a friend and of good tidings."
"I do not believe the tale of this elf," said Androg. "He is a spy of the king of Doriath. But if he has indeed any tidings, he shall tell them to us, and we shall judge if they give us reason to let him live."
"I shall wait for your captain," said Beleg.
"You shall stand there until you speak," said Androg.
Then, at the egging of Androg, they left Beleg tied to the tree, without food or water, and they sat near, eating and drinking. But he said no more to them. When 2 days and nights had passed in this way, they became angry and fearful, and were eager to be gone, and most were now ready to slay the elf. As night drew down, they were all gathered about him, and Ulrad brought a brand from the little fire that was lit in the cave mouth.